This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In the former Soviet Republic of Belarus today, masked security agents dragged students off the streets of the capital, Minsk, and took them away in vans as new protests broke out against President Alexander Lukashenko. It is the fourth straight weekend of unrest since his disputed re-election. The Russian TASS news agency quoted the Minsk police as saying up to 30 for taking part in unsanctioned demonstrations. Elsewhere, masked men dragged away students who had gathered at a restaurant in the center of Minsk. And thousands of women later held a separate march through the city, shouting, "Hands off the children," as one of their slogans. Lukashenko has been in power for a quarter century. India and China said today they've agreed to work at reducing tensions along their contested Himalayan border. This came following a Moscow meeting of the defense ministers of the two nuclear-armed Asian giants. Both sides deployed additional forces along the frontier after a clash in June, when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting. The Moscow discussions were the highest-level face-to-face political contact between India and China since the border situation first flared in May. Defense Ministers Rajnath Singh of India and General Wei Fenghe of China met late on Friday on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in the Russian capital. In a statement, India's defense chief said both countries agreed that neither side should take any further action that could either complicate the situation or escalate matters in the border areas. A gas pipeline explosion near a mosque in Bangladesh overnight killed 13 people and injured 30 as worshippers were about to end their prayers. The blast, which fire service officials suspect was caused by a gas leak, occurred just outside the capital, Dhaka. Dozens were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Reports indicate that those who died included at least one child. Authorities said an accumulation of gas in the mosque likely triggered the tragedy. Authorities have launched an investigation. This is VOA News. There is continuing fallout over U.S. President Donald Trump's alleged disparagement of American service members who have been killed in action. The Atlantic Monthly, in a story with unnamed sources, said Mr. Trump referred to U.S. fallen buried in France as losers. He also allegedly used the term suckers. Mr. Trump angrily denies it and says no president has done as much for the military as he has. Mr. Trump's November opponent in his bid for re-election, former Vice President Joe Biden, issued a bitter critique, saying if true, the Atlantic article shows Donald Trump is unfit to be the nation's commander-in-chief. One of the final U.S. job reports before November's voting presented mixed results. Unemployment fell from 10.2 to 8.4%, but the pace of hiring in the country slowed. There were 1.4 million new jobs filled in August, but that was down from 1.7 million the month before. Economists say that points to a sluggish recovery from the damage done by the pandemic. There is a stark prediction from the University of Washington's Health Institute, but are enough Americans listening? The warning that U.S. deaths from the coronavirus could reach 410,000 by the end of the year, more than double the current toll, and that lives lost could reach 3,000 per day in December. The other side of the prediction, COVID-19 fatalities could be reduced by 30% if more Americans wore face masks. But in fact, the use of masks appears to be declining. President Trump, meanwhile, is urging people to practice social distancing over the Labor Day weekend to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Health experts have expressed anxieties that ignoring such basics as face coverings over the holiday weekend could have serious consequences. According to Johns Hopkins University, the coronavirus has so far claimed 875,000 lives worldwide, with 26.6 million infections. The top four fatality counts, almost 188,000 here in the U.S., 125,000 in Brazil, 69,000 in India, and 66,000 in Mexico. Combined cases in those four countries, nearly 15 million. In Argentina, six members of the national rugby team have tested positive for COVID-19. The country's rugby union says all six are asymptomatic and have been placed in isolation. The announcement casts strong doubt on whether the four-nation rugby championship will take place. Involved are Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. There was a COVID-19 lockdown protest today in Australia's pandemic hotspot, Melbourne, the capital of Victoria and Australia's second largest city. There were 15 arrests. There is some irony here. There has been a gradual improvement in preventing new cases in Victoria after nearly 5 weeks of restrictions in Melbourne. Victoria reported 76 new COVID-19 infections and 11 deaths today. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.